Hey, what's up, guys? Travis here. And if you've been following me or my story for any length of time, you know that I started a company called Guestio about a year and a half ago now. And one of the things that we are doing this year in 2022 is we're building a concierge program called the Fast Pass that allows you to get booked on top quality shows and platforms for the purpose of spreading awareness for your brand, grabbing attention, growing your credibility, your authority, et cetera, et cetera. And so if you are listening to this right now and you are a seven-figure plus entrepreneur and you have a budget to bring in traffic, attention, credibility, authority to your brand, then this might be a really great program for you. Just head over to travischappell.com/10K. Why 10K? Because we guarantee in this program that you're going to be able to speak in front of 10,000 people within 90 days. Okay, 10,000 people within 90 days. Imagine getting on a stage in front of 10,000 people to share your message, your story. Well, that's exactly what we are doing inside of this program through virtual stages like podcasts or virtual events or YouTube channels or blogs. You name it, we are working with it and we are trying to get you booked on those platforms. So travischappell.com/10x. There's a quick application there. And then right at the end of that application, it'll prompt you to set up a phone call where you'll jump on a call with me and we'll talk through whether or not you're a great fit for this program. Please act fast on this. Do not wait because we are only taking on one or two clients a week due to constraints with our team and the limited supply of high quality shows and platforms that are out there in the market. So if that's you and you're really wanting to explode your brand in 2022, head over to travischappell.com/10K, fill out the application, schedule a quick phone call, and you and I will chat really soon about whether or not this would be a great fit for you. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
Hey, this is Trent Shelton, author of The Greatest You.
Yo, my name is Yaya Bakar. I'm a family man, speaking coach, and online business consultant.
Hey, this is Dan Fleischman, the youngest founder of a public company in history.
If you want to learn how to level up in life,
if you want to become a professional connector,
and if you want to learn the skill of adding value to others,
you should be listening to the Build Your Network podcast.
The Build Your Network.
Build Your Network podcast.
With my good friend, Travis Chappell.
Travis Chappell.
Travis Chappell.
Welcome back to the show. I believe that who you know is more important than what you know. If you agree, then keep on listening for tips on how to cultivate meaningful connections the right way. If you disagree, then tune in anyway to let me prove you wrong with my journey. My name is Travis Chappell, and this is the Build Your Network podcast. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the show. Today, I am doing another part in this Who You Know or What You Know series, and it is part number 5. It's going to be featuring Trent Shelton, Yaya Bakar, and Dan Fleischman. Trent is a former NFL football player turned motivational speaker and life coach, and this dude is everywhere. If you have not seen his stuff, just Google his name and you will be hooked for hours. He has stuff all over YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. He gets millions and millions and millions of views, millions of followers on all of his platforms, and somebody that you're definitely going to want to pay close attention to. Then we have Yaya Bakar, who has turned into a really good friend of mine. He is a professional speaker. This dude has cleared 7 figures in a speaking, full-time speaking business where he has never actually spent money in advertising himself for his personal brand. He's built it all totally organically, and that is something I have massive respect for. You're going to want to hear his perspective on this question. And then Dan Fleischman, who is arguably the most well-connected person that I've ever met, and this dude just knows everybody. So, and not to mention, I mean, he's the youngest founder of a publicly traded company in history. And now he's angel invested into, I think last time I checked, 33 companies. He's all over the place. He's doing good for so many people. And he has mastered the value add. I've told you guys time and time again, if you can master the value add, you can connect with anybody that you want. And Dan has mastered the value add. So Trent Shelton, Yaya Bakar, Dan Fleischman, all sharing their perspectives on who you know or what you know, coming up here really, really quickly. But first, if you love to connect with people, then you are going to want to head to buildyournetworklive.com to grab a spot to my upcoming event out here in November. I promise you, I will always over deliver on value. So whatever I'm charging, I guarantee you that I'm going to give you way more value than just that. Sorry, I just hit my microphone boom arm because I'm just getting so excited about my event over here. I couldn't help it. So, but seriously, guys, I would love to connect with you in person. It's going to be an amazing time. The speakers are going to be great. The attendees are going to be great. The venue is awesome. We rented out Topgolf behind behind MGM in Vegas. So it's just going to be a fantastic time, and I can't wait to meet you all there. So buildyournetworklive.com. Don't hesitate. Go grab a spot today. And now here is Who You Know or What You Know, part number 5 with Trent Shelton, Yahya Bakar, and Dan Fleischman.
Do you believe that what you know or who you know is more important? And why would you say that?
Either or?
Either or. Yeah, pick one. Understanding both are important, right?
Right.
You can't take away from either one, but you got to pick one. I make people pick one.
I got to say who you know.
Yeah.
Because you can know, I'm sure it's a lot of great, smart people that know a lot.
Yeah.
But they're not like, it's just networking, man, and connections. I was thinking about that today. It's like, man, like me meeting someone brought me here. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I feel like who you know plays a big part of it for sure.
Yeah, even you being on this show right now
is yeah.
a mutual connection.
Yeah, I mean, I can do all the things in the world, right. But if I don't know someone that has a connection, I'm not here.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, so. Totally. Did you find that in the NFL thing when you were going through all that, because learning some of the back end politics and all the other
yeah.
stuff that goes on that you didn't know coming into it, would you say that a solid amount of that is through like people you know and connections, like people getting deals that you're like, man, that guy should not have gotten a deal. Like I should have gotten a deal over that guy.
You yeah. know? So I think it's kind of, I think some people definitely earn their deals and things like that. Like
yeah,
they
sure.
earn it. But I think two, it's the scale, right? It's like, okay, maybe it's not who you know, but in a way it is, because say you're a high draft pick, right? You're a first round draft pick and I'm a free agent guy. Even if I outplay you, clearly I'm not going to start over you, or I'm not going to get the opportunity because they've invested millions of dollars. They have a relationship with you and they're going to get all their money out of it. So I think a lot of it is who you know, obviously, with, you know, relationships you build, and maybe your agent has a good relationship with certain. It happened for me at times where my agent knew somebody that gave me an opportunity to try out, you know.
Right.
So there's a lot of athletes out there that deserve to be in the NFL, but they just don't have the agent or the connection to be able to even get that trial.
Right, right. Or just even the guidance from your uncle to put you
oh,
in
yeah.
touch with like Tony Dungy and his
yep.
team. Yeah, like
for sure.
It's just funny. Even I asked the question in a really open-ended way because I used to just like think everybody was going to agree with me and say, who you know, right?
Yeah.
But a lot of people come on the show and say, what you know. But it's funny when they give their why, I always want to go back into their story because we just went through your whole story,
yeah,
man. Like,
yeah.
And that one time when you said that you were like down and out and you had that mentor that came in
yeah.
and told you this thing, like, but you just said what you know, like it seems like
yeah.
it's actually the who, but I find that the who always increases the what.
Yeah.
Right. Like you get around the right people, you can learn so much. Like your immersion in your ability to like learn and implement gets so much higher when you're just surrounded with the people who can really help you get to that next
level. For sure.
Level. Can you tell me a story, like a time in your life where maybe a connection, besides a couple of things that we talked about today, maybe more like professional life now, speaking and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Where like a connection led to a big moment of success.
Yeah, for sure. So a lot of my life now is, so I was, you know, the word mastermind is used a lot, you know, in this space. And I was a person that wasn't against it. It was just like, I don't want to go, I'm an introverted person. I was like, I don't want to go hang with a bunch of people. Like, I feel like it's like a fraternity thing. Like, I don't want to go hang with a bunch of guys and pay money and whatever. So I was like against it. And so,
yeah.
I don't know if you know Dean Graziosi,
mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
Dean,
show,
yeah. Yeah, you had him. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So Dean is, a good mentor of mine. Me and Dean connected a while ago, and Dean kept putting it in my head. He's like, man, just come to this. Like, you know, he's like, this is the unmastermind. Like, we're just going to have fun. We're going to fish. We're going to just share ideas, just, you know, pay for your way out here and promise you it's going to like change your life.
Yeah.
I'm just like, all right, I'll do it. And literally that was last year, my first one. And last year was my biggest year ever.
Wow.
Just from the standpoint of ideas, just from the standpoint of connections, like speaking stages and everything. And then we just did a mastermind in Puerto Rico again with about 12 of us out there, Rachel Hollis and Brendan Bruchard, all of us, like, and
yeah.
just a connection to learn from each other and also to learn, like, we all go through certain things. But yeah, I mean, when you build that bond with people, obviously they're going to be more inclined, especially when they know who you are as a person, to be like, yeah, man, my boy Trent or my homie this or that.
Yeah,
you need to bring them in. So it's opened up major speaking opportunities for me, and then just major growth moments just from a mindset and
yeah.
understand the business more, and
yeah.
me not making the same mistakes or making a mistake I would have made if I wouldn't have made that connection.
Yeah, it's always so difficult for me to convince people of it. You just have to show them, like similar to what you're saying, like, hey, I never really believed in it. I just thought, you know, like I'm not
yeah.
gonna pay for this stuff
yeah.
when like I have all this other thing. But then like it took someone like Dean, who
yeah.
you respect, right?
Yep.
Who is crushing it in business, in life, like marketing guru, genius,
yeah.
real estate, like all these things, author. And then he was like, bro, I promise you, like, trust me on this. you're going to want to be here, right?
Yeah.
So then you did it and then you experienced it. And now it's like, wow, I can't believe, like, what would you say to somebody out there that's like, what was in the position that you were in, thinking like, I don't really need to invest money into relationships or, you know, being around the right people or access or anything. I'm okay. What would you say to somebody like that?
Well, it's funny. I'm going to talk about this today. I would say you're investing money into stuff already. You're just not conscious of it. I call it IOPs, impressing other people. Mm. How much money you spend impressing other people. And it's like, why don't you invest that money into either building other people or building your own business? And I'm telling you, when you become intentional about your investments and your time, whether it's time or money, when you become intentional about your connections, your life like has no choice but to grow. I mean, even when, kind of backtrack, even when I met Dean, it's funny because I went to an event that I didn't want to go to and I met a guy there just talking out of my element, talking to a guy. We connected. The guy ended up knowing Dean. So when we got to this next event, he introduced me to Dean. And so me and Dean got introduced like that. So gotcha. If I would have never walked in there, and then Dean helped me get my book deal. He introduced me to my book agent.
Yeah.
And I got a huge book deal just from me walking into a situation of networking that I didn't want to go into.
An uncomfortable situation.
Exactly.
You didn't feel like doing, but you did it anyway.
Yep.
This episode of the show is brought to you by Zapier. Growing a business is hard, especially when you're wasting hours every single day moving data from emails to spreadsheets to your CRM or to wherever else. I don't know about you, but I hate getting lost in the weeds in the back end of my business. Shouldn't that kind of stuff just kind of happen without you lifting a finger? Well, Zapier can help. Before Zapier, guys, it was up to me or my assistant to literally manually take care of a lot of the things that Zapier now does for me automatically. It is a time saver, if nothing else, and I love anything that saves time. Zapier is the easiest way to automate your work. It connects all your business software and handles work for you so that you can focus on the things that matter the most. No more wasting your time on tasks that you know could be automated, because that's exactly what Zapier was built to do. It lets you instantly engage with leads, send them to a CRM or spreadsheet, then notify your team so they can act fast on every single opportunity. And that's just scratching the surface. Zapier supports more than 1,500 business applications, so the possibilities are virtually endless. Best of all, it's easy to build the exact solution that you need in minutes without writing code or asking a developer for help. Join more than 4.5 million people who are saving on average 40 hours per month by using Zapier. Right now, through November, try Zapier for free by going to our special link, zapier.com/network. That's Z as in zebra, A, P as in Paul, IER.com/network for your free 14-day trial. That's zapier.com/network. What's up, everybody? Just wanted to take a quick second and give a shout out to my favorite new podcasting app, Himalaya. If you are not listening to podcasts on this app, you are definitely missing out. It's like a social media app, but for podcast listeners. Follow your go-to shows, like and comment on your favorite episodes, and download professionally curated playlists made just for you. So head on over to your App Store or Google Play Store, download Himalaya today, and then thank me later. Can you talk about how important it was for you to have mentors or relationships with people who'd kind of been there, done that, and helped you get where you are?
Dude, I don't think you'll hear anyone advocate mentorship and masterminds more than me. I am living proof of investing in mentors. It has nothing to do with ego. It's so funny. I have people invest in my programs. I have people who can benefit from me supporting them. But sometimes their objections like, yeah, but I already know this stuff, or I know this person already, or I don't need that. And I'm like, dude, it doesn't matter. A mutual friend, Cole, understands that, you know, successful people buy friendships, not because they can't get those friends on their own. Because the more successful you become, the more relationships probably take a back seat. And you need to be able to prioritize relationships that are super, super important to you. And when you pay for something, you're going to pay more attention to, period. And so I always say, like, we live in an age where if you want to become successful, you can. You know why? Because everything is out there for free. But that's not the problem. We live in an age of infobesity. People are consuming too much freaking information and are not doing enough implementation. There's no freaking execution. And so it's not that information is there, is out there for free. It's the prioritization of the information that you need to implement immediately. And having a mentor, having a mastermind, or having a program basically say, hey, here's a step-by-step process. I'm going to save you time. Because at the end of the day, you're always paying a price. You're paying a price with your time or your money. I'm more willing to pay a price with my money, because I know I'll never get back time, period. And so I want to buy speed. I want to buy speed as fast as possible. So like last year in 2018, at the time of this recording, right, I invested $150,000 into mentors and masterminds. Not because I needed it, it's because I wanted to. One, because I attract the type of clients that I am. That's number one. And number two is like, even though I probably could have gotten access to all these because most of these guys that I invested in, they're good friends of mine and colleagues, I wanted to respect them and honor my role as a student and there as a teacher. Otherwise, the boundaries will get blurred. And so I want to respect that and show them like, hey, like, listen, I'm just a student. In fact, the reason why I'm a phenomenal teacher is because I pride myself being a phenomenal student. Every stage of my success from 2011 financially, right? Not even 2011, even when I was in martial arts, I've always had a coach. I had a trainer at the gym to teach me what to do. Like every stage in my life, I had some form of a mentor, advisor. I invested in some form of program to get to where I am today. So I highly recommend finding a mentor that aligns with you because it's kind of like when you invest in a mentor, what you're really investing is in their model and in their mindset that makes you more money to spread your message. So when I say message, I mean the work that you're up to, the vocation that you're on, right? So that's when people give me like an objection of like, oh, you know, but I don't have the money. I'm like, yo, you're crazy. And you've heard, I mean, obviously this is Build Your Network podcast, right? So your network is your net worth. I know people who say, oh, this is crazy. Like even when it comes to masterminds, I'm about to invest 100K into one mastermind this year. And it's not money that I have like in my pocket, chump change. I'm going to leverage it. I'm going to do whatever I can to go because I see the value in it. Because maybe the immediate ROI, there is no immediate ROI in the next 30 days or whatever. But that relationship, think about this for just a moment. Just think about this. Imagine meeting one person. For anybody who's like on the fence of investing in masterminds or mentors, whatever. Picture this. Picture one person. Let's say they're 35 years old. Uber successful. It's very, very successful. They've invested, let's just say, $500,000 into your own professional and personal development. Now you have access to that person's, let's say 15 years of experience and over $500,000 that they've invested and that they simplified and synthesized to distill, to give to you in a formatted way. Now that's a mentor. Imagine getting to a mastermind where you have multiple 35-year-old people who are, let's just say, I'm just using that loosely, but who also have 15 years of experience and expertise that they've invested, let's say $100,000 to $500,000 into themselves. And now you have access going to a network of people who've compounded together. You have all that access. Come on. You're telling me that's not valuable, building that relationship to get that ROI? And not just ROI, but ROTI, return on time investment. Because that's what the name of the game is. Like everybody wants to become successful. Everybody wants a freaking shortcut to success. And I'm like, yo, just invest in yourself. I'm sorry. I go on a rant because I've done so many. Like I encourage other people to get in other people's mastermind. Like I'm just like, just do it. Just freaking do it. I don't care whose it is. Just go there as long as you're aligned with it. I get really passionate about this. Sorry.
No, that's my goal, man. I try to find your passion points here on the show, but that's obviously one of them. And it should be because you and I could have this conversation for a really long time because it's something that I really, really, really believe in myself as well. And that I'm just a living testimony of investing into those relationships. And like you said, it gets you the knowledge, it gets you the experience, all that stuff. But, and here on the show, this is something I talk about a lot because it gets you the network. People have this mental block where they feel like it's not okay to pay for relationships. And I don't know why, you know, other than prostitution, maybe, maybe that's not, maybe that's the wrong relationship to pay for.
I think there's like a stigma and there's shame.
Yeah, right.
There's this idea of I need to figure out all my own or no, like I can get this relationship on my own. well, I'm like, just because
you that is on your own though, like paying for it is doing it on your own. You just paid for it. You just did it quicker.
Right. And I think that's the point. To be honest, the reason why I believe wholeheartedly why people don't invest in mentors and masterminds is because they don't understand the value of time, their own time.
Exactly.
This episode of the show is brought to you by Indeed. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate is not to search at all. It's to match and match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need this platform, guys. I'm telling you, Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work and use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging candidates so you can connect with those people even faster. And it doesn't just help you hire faster. In fact, 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And look, guys, one of the things that I wish I would have used Indeed for is this matching service. You can search and search and search and search and search all day long, but to actually be presented with quality candidates, like hiring a recruiter for you that's presenting people that has actually done the work to vet them and bring quality people in front of you, that work by itself is the fact that it's done by a software instead of like a team of high quality recruiters is pretty insane. So they leverage over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, which is why Indeed's matching engine is the best one that you can use. It's constantly learning from your own preferences. So the more you use it, the better it gets at doing the job for you. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility over at Indeed.com/Travis. Just go to Indeed.com/Travis right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed here on the podcast. Indeed.com/Travis. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed.
100% agree with that. Yeah. They go from that. They're still in the scarcity mindset about money as well. So it's either because they don't value their time enough or they value money too much or a combination of the two. Because if you had the right viewpoint on it, in my opinion, you would be way more concerned with your time and way less concerned with the dollar amount that it costs, because you can always make money back. Money is just energy. It flows. It goes away. It comes back. It's too much tied to people's status, and they have so much resting on it. And it comes from, in my opinion too, it comes from a lot of people who are over leveraged and feel like they've like stretched themselves too thin. Obviously, this is not a financial education episode that we're talking about. That's a totally different episode to go into. But yeah, I think it really comes down to that. They have so many. They have 3 car payments and this house payment that they barely could afford, and they have all this other stuff going on. So that they're like, bro, I can't invest into that because like I don't have any extra money. It's like, well, first of all, cut out all that stuff, because your identity is tied to the wrong things. Your identity is tied to stuff instead of who you are, and that's a problem to begin with. If you would just like cut back on all that stuff, you'd probably be able to afford a lot more of these things, and then be able to like actually go buy the things that you want without over leveraging yourself to get those things. But anyway, that's a totally separate conversation. But going back to the time thing, is that that's really what it comes down to, is that they value their money over their time, right? Like, I get that one a lot, like, oh, I just don't have time. Well, there's 3 mastermind meetups in the year and I just don't have time to take off to go to those. It's like, bro, you don't have time to not go to these, because 3 weekends or like 5 years, which one's more valuable? Because all the stuff that you learn at these things, that's what it saves you on the back end, is years of time. I've had this conversation with so many people, bro. I just had a guy on last week who had sold his software company is like over $100 million. And I was like, hey man, just hypothetically, like just play a game with me here. If you didn't put as much value into your relationships as you did, where do you think you would be right now? He's like, oh, I'd probably still be working a 9-to-5. He's like, I'd probably be like a CTO for some tech company. I probably have like a good salary, like 6-figure salary, but like, that's about it. I was just like, wow. So the difference between a 6-figure salary and a 9-figure exit from your company is just relationships. And you're telling me it's not worth it. Just try it once, please.
Relationship currency, bro. That's where it's what it's all about, man. And I to be quite frank, like not to point a finger and say like, oh, you guys are stupid for not knowing better, right? I didn't understand the value of it until very recently. If I just, hindsight is always 20/20. And the scary thing is when the person is in the moment of decision and that decision is fight or flight, or they're about to freeze and they're scared because they're about to make a huge investment into themselves, they can't see their future and they won't understand. It's like Steve Jobs says, you can't connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking backwards. But you have to have the courage to follow something, your heart, destiny, karma, or whatever. So again, it goes back to courage, which is what I feel like if there's anything that I had, if there's any quote unquote superpower, it's just having the courage to act in spite of my fear. Like the fear was there. I was like scared shitless. I was shaking. I'm like, oh God, am I making the right decision? What is everybody going to think of me? That was all there. But in the moment of doubt, I acted. And then clarity comes from action, not thought. And everybody's trying to gain clarity through thinking their way to success, thinking their way to the product, thinking their way to the presentation. What I'm saying is like, listen, we won't know until we test. Might as well pick up the phone. Might as well reach out, have that conversation. Might as well promote that thing that you're thinking of and get it out there. And then get that feedback. And if you get rejected, awesome. Because a rejection is just another form of redirection. Redirect and do it faster.
Bro, exactly what you just said. I had this conversation as well with Jay Papasan. He's the author of The One Thing, Millionaire Real Estate Agent. He's,
oh yeah, great book.
Yeah, VP of Keller Williams Realty and stuff. And I was talking to him about this. And he used this illustration that I use all the time now because it's fantastic. So he said, if you are in a point where you don't have clarity, and you're lacking clarity in your life. And it's exactly to your point. He's saying like action is the only way to solve that. It basically would be like if you're dropped in the middle of the ocean and you know that there's land, but you can't see where it is, like all around you, but you know that it's like just within distance. You can sit there and synthesize all day long, but the only way that you're going to be able to figure it out is if you just start swimming. Just like start swimming in a certain direction. And if you swim for 5 or 10 minutes and you realize that this wasn't the direction, now you swim back to where you started and you pick a different direction, you go after that. That's the only way that you're going to be able to find the land and actually save your life. If you just sit there in indecision and inaction, then you're just going to drown. And that's what happens. So many people are just like wading water in the middle of the ocean, drowning instead of just taking action and being like, you know what? That might be the wrong way. And you might get lucky. You might go one way and that's the way, right? Like some people do that. Some people get lucky. It's their first time, their first attempt. And like, that was the way and good for them. But it might take you 4 or 5 times or maybe 6 or 7 times or 8 or 9 times of like going a certain way, realizing that's not the way and then having to figure out what the right way really is. But the only way to figure it out is just to start taking action in some form, in some shape. Look, bro, I know you and I could talk about this for a long time. I got one quick question to ask you before we move on to the last segment, as I ask every guest that comes on the show this question. So who you know or what you know, which one is more important?
I think it's about what you do with who you know and how you can support them. So I think that's how I would best answer that question, because I know a lot of people, but what am I doing with those relationships? So it's who you know or what you know. Even if you know, like I know people who know a lot of shit, but they don't do anything with that knowledge. So it's like, it's basically it's synthesizing what do I do with who I know and how can I support them with what I know.
Who you know or what you know, Dan, which one's more important and why?
Absolutely who you know. It's not even close. Anybody that said what you know is wrong.
It's really funny because we're sitting in the Real Brad Lee's studio right now. Shout out to Brad. Brad and I had a heated discussion when we were like recording our episode because he said what and I said who. And we went back and forth for like 5 or 6 minutes.
I can help you win the conversation. Ready?
Good. Yeah, go for it.
Because I don't need to know what that expert knows. Hmm. So if I want to get into the fashion space and I want to manufacture stuff. Hmm. Okay. And my friend's been doing it for 20 years. And they manufacture for this store, this store, this store, and this brand, this brand, this brand. And this guy owns Forever 21 and he knows everybody. And he's got 27 years manufacturing clothes. I'm never going to know what he knows. So I just say, hey, owner of Forever 21, I need this manufacturing and I want to get this pricing and I want to get this color and this designer. It's what he knows. It's not what I know. So the who you know, it's not even close, by the way. It's not even like a thing. It's just who you know.
Yeah.
Because I fast forwarded 27 years of experience.
That's the whole thing right there.
I fast forwarded 27 years of relationships. I fast forwarded 27 years of struggles and roller coasters. That owner of Forever 21, he knows it all.
Right.
So if I just say, hey, Alex, can you do this for me? I need this, this, and this. He tells me right away if I'm an idiot, or if I'm right, if I'm going down the right path, who I should call, who I should email, who I should go visit, what factory to use, what designer to use, who I should hire. Don't hire that guy because I fired him. He sucks. He knows it all.
Right.
And that happens in real estate. If I'm going to go flip houses, do I try to do it myself, what I know, or do I call Cole Hatter?
Right.
Why would I not have Cole Hatter help me flip a house than me? Why is it what I know? It's not what I know. It's what they know.
I love the fast forwarding thing. That's what I spend the majority of my time. Whenever I have this conversation with somebody, that's what I talk about the most. It's just like, you're skipping the line, right? Like you get to skip rungs on the ladder. You're shortening your runway by so much by being in touch with somebody who's already walked those steps, who's already been at the place that you're wanting to go.
Yep.
And who has all the experience and has all the know-how, knowledge, everything to get him to the point where he's trying to go or where you're trying to go. Like, all you got to do is spend time with that person and figure it out with that person, and they'll be able to help you get to that point. So can you tell us a little bit? We've already talked a lot about some of the different charity events that you've thrown and people that you've worked with. Can you tell us, just pick out a story of a time that you met a guy who introduced you to another guy, to another guy, to another guy that led to like some sort of big moment of success for you?
Yes. So the way I met my best friend, he was the founder of Marvel Studios. And we've been...
I've never heard of Marvel. What's that?
And it's been 8 years now. And the way we first met is the guy that I met him through, we threw a charity poker tournament together.
Okay.
On a cruise ship. And this was back in 2010. So I threw this charity poker tournament on this cruise ship and Bill Zarian and all the poker players went out there and it was a great event. And the guy I threw it with, we raised a bunch of money for the charity and he decided to introduce me to one of the members of his foundation, which was my best friend. Well, now my best friend, not time. That moment of me just helping him with his charity event because he needed somebody to run a charity poker tournament. Mm-hmm. That simple act that cost me nothing to do that favor for him led me to change my life. Wow. I'll give you another one. Also a charity poker tournament that changed my life in the biggest way possible. So last year, a woman came into my office and she needed advice on throwing a charity poker tournament that was coming up 3 weeks from then. And so my friend texts me, he's in the cryptocurrency space, and he was like, hey, I have this lady here. She's here to meet you. Can you give her some advice about her charity poker tournaments coming up in a few weeks? I said, sure. I go upstairs. I'm talking to her for like 15 minutes. And then she says the date and the buy-in was really expensive. I was like, wait a minute. Is that for Arnold Schwarzenegger's charity poker tournament? She's like, oh yeah, I'm the director of Arnold's charity for the last 5 years. I was like, wait. My girlfriend's favorite person in the world is Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm going to come to your event. I'm going to have him help me propose to her at your charity event because it's at Arnold's house.
No way.
So she starts crying. I start crying. Everybody's crying. Like, it all, like, get all excited about this idea that I'm going to propose. So she came to me for advice. Yeah. I gave her this advice. 3 weeks later, I'm on my knee and Arnold Schwarzenegger is handing my girl the ring.
Wow.
All from a moment of giving my free advice to somebody. She could have been running Joe Schmo's charity poker,
right?
And I still would have done the same 15 minutes of giving her stuff.
Mm-hmm. So that brings me to this question that I really want to ask you. You've built relationships, obviously, with a bunch of, I mean, A-list celebrities, top entrepreneurial influencers, athletes, list goes on and on. So what is the number one most important practice that has allowed you to build a network of that capacity?
So I really, really, really rarely ask them for anything. I provide them stuff. And what I provide them is things that they can't buy. Because all the people you just mentioned are rich.
Mm-hmm.
And they can buy whatever they want. But they can't buy access. And they can't buy cool. And they can't buy information. So what I do is I throw my monthly events, obviously the elevator nights. And I throw charity events. And I send them articles or things that are relevant to them. Or I send them things that will make them think about me, that I'm the one that brought it to them.
Mm.
So somebody's directing a movie or somebody's an athlete and they want to meet this company or this project, or they don't know that they want to meet it. Let's say you're an athlete and I invested into some company that helps with knees and it's like a cooling pad, for example. I sit there and text 32 athletes in my phone. Hey, I just invested in this company. Check them out. Oh, hey, what's your address? I'm going to send you a free thing.
Yeah.
They don't need a free ice cooling pack for their knee money-wise.
Mm-hmm.
But if that thing just came out, and they have no access to it yet, or just they heard about it first. And then 2 years from now, it gets big and they think of me that it got, right?
Right, right.
So whenever I have an event, a charity event, even if I know they can't make it, I still send the invite. So if I know this NBA player is traveling, but I'm throwing a charity event or my birthday party September 1st, I'm still going to sit there and spend 6 hours straight texting hundreds of people that I know can't come.
Hmm.
Because the idea is, hey, I'm throwing my birthday party. If you can make it, if you're traveling. And I always say, if you're going to be in LA, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Providing value to them to come to my birthday party that I don't want anything from them. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So throwing the events, giving them access to information, giving them access to deals or products or scenarios, just making them feel like I care. It's just so rare that I ask for anything. It's just so rare.
Yeah. Adding value just on a massive scale.
No. When I do ask for something, I'm very, very direct about it. And it's not that they owe me anything. It's just a yes or no scenario.
Yeah.
Whenever I think that they should meet somebody that's beneficial to them, I'm really, really good about like, hey, I CC them on email or a group chat.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this person, you own a retail store chain and this guy wants to sell into your product. Or hey, you need an investor. This is the guy that's got a company that they've already raised 500K. They need 100 more. I do that a lot for free, which has caused people to make a lot of money. Too many times I did it for free. Hundreds of times people joke about it. Like they have formed companies together that have gone on to do tens of millions or hundreds of millions of dollars because of me saying, hey, Peter, meet Paul.
Right.
And I don't regret any of that.
Hmm. Yeah. But that is exactly why you've been able to build what you've been able to build is, and you and I were kind of talking about this off mic before we sat down, is that the reason that you have the network that you have is because of the things that you were doing, not like in spite of those things, right? So a lot of people get it the wrong way. They'll, like what we were talking about, low level, they'll print a business card and be like, I'm networking now, right? High level, they'll make this introduction, right? Peter, meet Paul. But then it'll be like, oh, in this contract now, make sure you cut me in on that deal because like I need to get paid because I made the introduction. You guys wouldn't have any of this without me. So, you know, I better get paid on this.
Yes. On certain scenarios, I wish I did that. On certain scenarios, you should do that. When it's a complete financial transaction, it's okay to ask for that.
Hmm.
When it's something that's going to take months or it's an evolving thing or you're not sure if it's going to close, it's much harder and it's much more awkward to try to be the middleman for that.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's like, hey, real estate agent's going to sell this house. And hey, I have this millionaire that I know wants to buy that house. And you want to, and they're, you want to share in their 6%.
It's far more transactional than relational in that regard. Yes. Right.
And if it's a, if it's like, hey, this guy likes to buy oil for this, whatever, he buys oil and you know, some guy that sells oil, and that's just a straight up transactional thing. That's okay to ask for some percentage of that because it's a straight up cash thing. Mm-hmm. If you're setting people up to make a relationship, like, hey, music producer, meet this musician. Mm-hmm.
And if in the future you ever you generate famous, any revenue.
Yeah, that's just not it. Yeah.
I've had people literally do that to me. They try to just, they try to monetize a person. Like they have their Rolodex. And so because they have their Rolodex, they try to monetize every single, I've just told them like, hey, bro, don't send any more people my way.
Right.
Because like, I'm not interested.
Right.
I'm not interested in having this IOU, this debt to you and the rest of my life until I try to figure out a way to pay it back.
Right.
Like if you want to send some people my way, great. If not, like if you're trying to always, you know, make me sign a verbal contract, so to speak, you know, or they create a covert contract in their head that says that I need to be doing, you know, X, Y, and Z for you because you did this for me. Like, don't bother.
Right.
Don't, just, I don't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
And then what it also does is it closes off their hand from being able to receive anything from me as well.
Well, that's it for today's show. Thank you so much for tuning in. As most of you know, I talk a lot about giving value to others. This podcast is one of the ways that I do that since all the content from the show is totally 100% for free. And when people ask me how they can add value to me, one of the ways I tell them is to head over to iTunes, hit the subscribe button, and leave a rating and review. This not only gives me valuable feedback on what you think about the show, but it also helps me with Apple's algorithm. So please, 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 if you have not done that yet, head over to iTunes, leave a rating and review for the show. It adds tremendous value and it only takes a minute or two of your time. Also, if you have not yet registered for my live event out here at Topgolf behind MGM in Las Vegas this coming November, then you're going to want to head to buildyournetworklive.com to do that right away. Seating is extremely limited, so you need to act fast on this. Head to buildyournetworklive.com to grab your ticket today. Trust me, you are going to want to be a part of this inaugural live event so that in 10 years from now, you can brag about being one of the founding members. Plus, you know me, I promise I will overdeliver on value and make it worth way more than you are going to invest to get here. So have a wonderful rest of your day and remember to leave every relationship better than you found it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.